The scientific story also encompasses both poetry and a deep spirituality. But this spirituality has the additional virtue of being tied to the real world, and not created in large part to appease our hopes and dreams. The lessons of our exploration into the unknown, led not by our desires, but by the force of experiment, are humbling. 500 years of science have liberated humanity from the shackles of enforced ignorance. By this standard, what cosmic arrogance lies at the heart of the assertion that the universe was created so that we could exist? What myopia lies at the heart of the assumption that the universe of our experience is characteristic of the universe throughout all of space and time? This anthropocentrism has fallen by the wayside as a result of the story of science. What replaces it? Have we lost something in the process? Or, as I shall argue, have we gained something even greater? I once said at a public event that the business of science is to make people uncomfortable. I briefly regretted the remark because I worried that it would scare people away. But being uncomfortable is a virtue, not a hindrance. Everything about our evolutionary history has primed our minds to be comfortable with concepts that helped us survive, such as the natural teleological tendency children have to assume objects exist to serve a goal, and the broader